In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Glad to be with you today. I want you to know that we, as God's people, if we were to think of the inheritance that He has given us, all of us, we are, and we want to compare the inheritance to the ocean, we are on the shore, up to our ankles. We have not reached into the greatness of what God has for His people. We have not reached into the greatness of what God has for His people. We are still on the shore, splashing around. We are not listening to the Lord who has told us, go into the deep and let down your nets for a catch. But I want you to know, I'm not discouraged about that, but that there is so much more, so much more, so much more. Jesus on the Mount of Olives told us, go you into the city and pray until you receive power from on high. Now, my friends, power is power. I'm not talking about power to become rich. I'm not talking about power to become famous. I'm talking about the power of the Holy Spirit. And that power is available to us if we want it. This Sunday at the Holy Rosary at 7:30, people are going to gather for prayer for the baptism of the Holy Spirit. We are going to pray for the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. I do not want people to come up if they've gone through the seminars 19 times. I don't want to hear it. I want people that have never been prayed with for the baptism of the Holy Spirit to come on Sunday at 7:30. It is very important that this gift of the Spirit that was given to us at baptism and confirmation would be released in us. It is very important that we get out of the shore and go into the deep. It is very important that we go beyond our difficulties and our experiences of weakness into what God has for us. I tell you, we all have disabilities. You have disabilities and I have disabilities. But the question is, do your disabilities stop you or do your disabilities cause you to just trust in God to do the things that He asks you to do? You know, most people, disabilities completely cause them to stop and not to be what God wants them to be. That's true. But you see, I'm telling you, your disabilities are what the Lord can use. Your disabilities. You see, it's not my abilities, it's my disabilities. Because when I offer my disabilities to the Lord, that says that God can use that which I abhor, that which I would never have chosen, that which only God can transform by the Holy Spirit. And, you know, we all have disabilities. I've told you that, you know, I suffer from depression. But you want to know what? I am more than a depressed person. I am a son of the Father. I am a priest of the Most High God of the Holy Roman Catholic Church. I am a Christian that God has trusted for many years. I do not identify myself with being depressed, though that is one of the things that I have to deal with. But you know what? Not today. But you see, if I allowed this disability to stop me, you know where I'd be? You know where you'd be. You wouldn't be listening to me today. you would not be listening to me today because I would have allowed this disability to stop me in my tracks. But my faith goes beyond depression. My faith goes into the heart of Jesus, that God has chosen the weak of the world to confound the wise. Now, you might ask, would you like to get rid of it? Of course. Have you been prayed with? I have. Do you take medicine? I do. And I'm going to tell you, no disability is going to get in my way. All right? I made up my mind a long time ago. If this is something that I have, it doesn't define me. It does not define me, okay? It does not define me. If this is something that I have, I am going to continue in good times and in bad, in sickness and in health, until death and beyond the grave. That's right. That my disabilities are not going to destroy me, but you know what? My disabilities are going to make me compassionate for people and call down the power of God in people's lives. I've made up my mind a long time ago. But most people, they have their disabilities, and they define them. They define them. They define who they are. And you know what? That's pathetic, because that's not the way God has it. Disabilities need never define you in the Holy Spirit. Disabilities are there. They might be part of your life, but they do not have to define you, unless you want them to define you. And most people, you know, they have their disabilities defining them, rather than taking the scripture, when I am most weak, then I am most strong. Now, people have asked me, do you like being weak? No. I'm not going to lie to you. I hate it. But you know what? I offer it to the Lord. To tell you that I love it at this point, I'd lie to you, but I will use it as long as I experience weakness and brokenness and whatever. I will use it, and I will offer it to the Lord as my first fruits. That's right. And nothing is going to stop me. And, you know, I'm going to tell you, I do not fret in telling you people that one of my disabilities happens to be depression. But it's not going to stop me. It might have stopped you, okay? It might have stopped you. You know, you're stopped. You know what it says in the 35th chapter of Isaiah? The desert shall rejoice and bloom like the rose. It shall blossom abundantly. I believe that your desert, whatever it is, can blossom like the rose and bloom abundantly. I believe that. And there will be joy and singing. I believe that. But it takes the irrigation of water to cause the desert to bloom. It takes the irrigation of water to cause the desert to bloom. It's the Holy Spirit. You might experience desert life right now. What do you need? You need the Holy Spirit, that Holy Ghost that comes like spring rain, that comes like fall rain, that comes like early rain, that comes like latter rain. That's what you need. You need that Holy Spirit. Me too. You know, we just bought a well in Nigeria. Interestingly enough, two of us have put up the money so that the people in this little village would have fresh water, all right? Listen to me now. I have seen the pictures now of the well. And there are like four or five spigots or faucets that the people can draw real clear water so that they can be healthy. Isn't that wonderful? But now listen. I say to the Lord, Lord, I want that living water. I gave water to the poor. Now we need that living water that comes from heaven. Even as this well is an inexhaustible well, we need that inexhaustible Holy Spirit that comes as living water. You graced us, Lord, to buy this well, to purchase this well, to have this well dug. It's your money. Lord, we need that living water that pours out upon us so that the desert will bloom and bring forth blossoms and roses and fruit. Oh, yes, it's all in the power of the Holy Spirit, that living water. Jesus said to that woman, if you had only asked me, I would have given you living. I want more living water. Hallelujah. I need more living water. I need it. I need it. I want to go into the deep and let down my nets for a catch. I need the outpouring of the Spirit in greater ways. I need that. That's why this Sunday at the Holy Rosary at 7:30, we're going to worship God and we're going to pray for the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Do you know the power of God? We're going to pray that you might know the power of God. We want especially young people to come. People that don't know the power of the Holy Ghost. I want young people to come. Come and experience the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. Come and experience Pentecost. Come and experience what the apostles experienced in the upper room. Are you hungry? Are you thirsty? Then make your way down to the Holy Rosary on Sunday at 7:30 in the evening. Are you hungry? Are you thirsty? I'm going to tell you, if I had heard a talk like this given by a priest, I would have run. I would have run. You know why? Because I would have desired more of God. I would have changed my schedule. I would have changed everything I was doing to get there. If this man of God promised that the Spirit of God would come to me in power, I would have run. You see, we're all too complacent. We're all too complacent. You know, I'm so weak. I'm nothing. I've been so screwed in my life. Yeah, welcome to the club. You know, we've all been messed up. We've all been messed up. Honest to Pete, we've all been messed up. But it's time for our weakness to become our strength. It's time for the Spirit of God to come so that you can have a role in this last day ministry before Jesus comes in glory. And you know, there's no excuse. There's no excuse. There's no excuse. God wants to pour out His Holy Spirit in abundance. God wants to pour out His Holy Spirit in might. God wants to pour out His Holy Spirit in ways that we have never imagined or thought. This Sunday, if today is the 7th, I'm talking about the 9th, I guess. That's the 9th of August, 2009, 899, or 8909, 7:30, we're going to worship the Lord. And we're going to pray for an outpouring of the Spirit. We're going to pray for the baptism of the Holy. I need young people to come. I need young people to come. People that are hungry for God. People that want to do exploits for the kingdom. People that are ready to give their life to Jesus because, you know what? They want to count in this world for the kingdom of God. We read the other day when Jesus was going by the Sea of Galilee, He called Peter, James, and John, and they immediately left their nets. I'm going to tell you, my friends, I have something to give you. And it's nothing that I have of myself. Freely I have been given the Holy Spirit, and freely we can pray that that unction, that power, that glory that comes from heaven would come into you and that you would make a difference in this world freely. Freely I have been given, and freely we can pray. You know, you've received confirmation and you had no experience. Listen, come on Sunday at 7:30 at the Holy Rosary. Bring buses, cars full that want the power of God. Most people have no idea who this Holy Spirit is. Most people have no idea who He is. But yet He is the secret of the ministry of the Lord Jesus Christ. Before Jesus did anything, the Spirit of God came upon Him in the Jordan River. Before the apostles could do anything, Jesus said, wait in the city until you receive power from on high. Oh, yes. My friends, there is no lack in the Holy Spirit. I talked about that well. That well is giving water to that village in Nigeria. But, you know, there is an inexhaustible well that flows from heaven, an inexhaustible well that flows from the redemption, an inexhaustible well that flows from the cross and resurrected Christ. There is an inexhaustible well that flows from the throne of God and the throne of the Lamb. There is an inexhaustible well. And you know what? We're going to pray for that inexhaustible well on Sunday at 7:30. I'm looking for young people to come. Hungry young people that's sick of just going to a service, that don't know the power of the Eucharist, that have no idea of what God has done. Listen, these people that have gone to Steubenville East, come Sunday. There's more for you. 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 Listen, when we were kids, we would travel. We would travel to the adults up in Attleboro. We would travel because, you know what, they knew more than we did about the Holy Spirit. And we would go and we would pray with them. And we would go on a Friday. We would leave there at 11, come home at 1 o'clock in the morning. We would travel. You know why? Because we were hungry. We were hungry for more. Today, everybody wants everything on a silver platter delivered to their home. Like McDonald's, okay, or a takeout. This isn't, I'm not talking, you know, sometimes you've got to travel to get what you need. And if you're hungry enough, you travel. And that's the problem. Most people are not hungry enough. They're all self-satisfied with mediocrity. And you know what mediocrity will do? Jesus said, be either hot or cold, but not lukewarm. Not mediocre, I will spit you out of my mouth. He says that in the book of Revelation. I don't know if you believe Jesus, but you know what? Jesus is the truth. And the word of God says, my word is truth, and I happen to believe that. I don't want to threaten you. I want to say, you know, are you hungry? Are you hungry? Are you hungry? For God has provided something better for us. God has provided the Holy Spirit. And I'm telling you, most people don't even know drops of the Holy Spirit. Never mind the gusher. Never mind the outpouring. Never mind the latter rains and the former rains. Most people have no idea. They have no idea. You know, you go to the parish, you know. Most parishes are dead. Dead. Jesus Christ never went to a funeral. Every time he saw somebody dead, he had a resurrection party. And parishes could go and live with resurrected power from the Holy Spirit. No parish need ever be dead. You know, we got our people involved in things. You know, I'm a Virgo. I'm a Leo. I'm a monkey. Yeah, you're a Virgo, all right. I'm a Christian. I belong to Jesus. I don't read that garbage. That's demonic. You want to play with the devil? Have a happy... That's Catholics. Oh, yeah. I have a crystal in my automobile. Those Catholics, yeah, crystal. Yeah, what are you going to do with that crystal? The only good thing a crystal is you see the spectrum of the rainbow. Hallelujah. Isn't that beautiful? That's why I like crystals. But they have no power. But you see, oh, yeah, I go to Salem during Halloween. Yeah, go to Salem. You'll end up in hell, you know, if you play with the witch. Yeah, have a nice day. If that's what you want, you know, if that's what you want, go to hell. You know, go to Salem. You know, you're free to do that, you know. But God has provided something better for us. But you've got to be hungry. You've got to be thirsty, you know? And most people are not hungry. We're self-satisfied. Take our religious education programs. You know what? It would be better us not even to have them in most places. You know why? Because nothing happens. I love you when you love me, and a pa 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 pa, a kumbaya here and a kumbaya. The power of God is not being taught. Children are not coming to know God. Our children at least come before the Blessed Sacrament. Our children at least before the Eucharistic Lord. Our children at least writing in their journals. Oh, no, they're not coming during the summer, most of them. Isn't that sad? That's sad, but you know what? We're going to start again. If I have to bring them before the Blessed Sacrament every single week, I'll teach them all. I'll teach them all. I can spend an hour with them all. You know, I'll teach them all. Talk about miracles. We'll have these kids doing miracles. Why not? Why not? Why not? Why not? I thank you, Father, Jesus said, that you have revealed to the little ones what you have kept from the wise and the learned. I thank you, Father, for such is your delight. And no one knows the Father but the Son. And no one knows the Son but the Father and those to whom he wishes to reveal him. Oh, yeah. If I have to do CCD, I'll do it every week with all the kids in front of the Blessed Sacrament. I'll have a teaching. It'll be like a Bible school. The kids that are older, they'll get what they need to get. The kids that are younger, they'll get what they need to get. They'll get something at least. They'll get something at least. They'll get something, how to walk in faith, how to live in faith, how to walk with Jesus. We'll pray for the Holy Ghost for these children. The Spirit of God would come upon them, that they start speaking in other languages. Isn't that wonderful? Isn't that wonderful? I'm going to tell you that the church needs the Holy Spirit. I want to tell you, I need the Holy Spirit. I want to tell you, you need the Holy Spirit. I want to say that the desert should be blossoming. I'm going to read that whole scripture from Isaiah 35. It's one of my wonderful scriptures. I love it so much. Isaiah 35. And here it is. It's coming soon. I turn the page, and it says, the desert and the wilderness shall be glad, and the desert shall rejoice and blossom like the rose. It shall blossom abundantly and rejoice even with joy and singing. It will have the glory of Carmel and Sharon and Lebanon, and they shall see the glory of the Lord and the excellency of our God. Strengthen your weak hands. That's you. Watch over your feeble knees. Get on them. Say to your fearful heart, be strong, fear not. Behold, your God will come with vengeance, even God with a recompense. He will come and save you. Then the eyes of the blind shall see, and the ears of the deaf shall hear. Then the lame shall leap just like the hart, and the tongue of the dumb will sing. For in the wilderness shall there be waters breaking forth and streams in the desert. You see, it's water. Water will do all this. That's what the church needs, water. Holy Ghost water. Holy Spirit water. If you had only asked me, Jesus said, I would have given you living water to the woman at the well. Jesus said on the last day of the feast, the man who believes in me, out of his innermost being shall flow rivers of living water. He was speaking of the Spirit that had not yet been given, for Jesus had not yet been glorified. You need that living water. I need that living water this Sunday at the Holy Rosary, 7:30. Come and worship the Lord with us. We're going to pray for that living water to come. We're going to pray that God would do a new thing. Come Catholics, come Protestants, come people who are skeptics, come people who don't even believe in God, and witness the manifestation of the Holy Spirit this Sunday at the Holy Rosary at 7:30 in the evening. Come and worship with us. Come even if you don't believe it. Come even if you're having doubts. Come. Come Muslims. Come. Everybody come. You experience the power of God. Experience the glory of God. That you experience God Himself, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Come, come, come. Those who are thirsty, the scripture says, come to the water and drink. But you see, you can't make people drink. You can only say to them, come, come. And that's your invitation. Come this Sunday, 7:30, Holy Rosary, 993 Shirley Street. I should say 1015 Shirley Street in Winthrop. Google it up. 1015 Shirley Street in Winthrop, 02152. 1015 Shirley Street in Winthrop, 02152. Come, come, come. Young people especially, come. Fill the church with the glory of God, that you go home knowing about that living water experientially. Knowing that God is greater than your disability, your brokenness, your anything, because He's God Almighty. Pour out your spirit upon us, Lord, like we've never experienced, and separate for yourself this Sunday people that you want. Draw them by the Spirit of God. Let me tell you that WOW Ministries will present Warriors of Worship. It's a Catholic Charismatic Conference for men and women through praise and enter deeper into worship and experience the glory of God and the presence of God. October 8th, 9th, 10th, and 11th at the Sheraton in Braintree Hotel, Braintree, Massachusetts. That's right. I'll be one of the speakers. Maria Vadia Carianda will be one of the speakers. She's in Africa. Pray for her right now. We will experience the glory of God. That's going to be the 8th, 9th, 10th, and 11th of October at the Sheraton Braintree Hotel. I do need to hear from people so that we can pay our bills. Father Tom, Post Office Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Come Sunday, 7:30, Holy Rosary. Come, come, come. Those who are thirsty. God bless you.
Behold, I stand at the door and knock.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.